Monday Motivation for December 18th, 2023. Marketing. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. The chief goal of most advertisements we see is to make us dissatisfied with what we have and promote new products as what we really need. It can be effective because familiarity does sometimes breed contempt. It can also be effective because the marketing intentionally deceives us into believing that something different is better. This is also how temptation works in the life of the believer. Our spiritual adversaries, the wicked of the world, and even our minds and hearts can seek to mislead us. This deception is to make us think that what God has provided and what He has instructed are insufficient. The nature and character of this is no different from what we see in Genesis chapter 3, at the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. When the serpent approaches Eve, and perhaps Adam as well, he initially casts doubt on God's message. He does this by misconstruing God's command to make it sound more restrictive. You can't eat from any tree in the garden. Eve rightly corrects this by stating that the only restriction was for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, adding that the punishment for eating it was death. The serpent doubles down and lies by denying the punishment is real, then speaks the true temptation by stroking the egos of the newly formed humans, planting within their minds that God is petty, seeking only to limit them so they are easier to control. We see these same attacks today. Temptations first seek to interpret the message of God incorrectly, intentionally misunderstanding and seeking to lead others to misunderstand along with them. Then they minimize or expunge any penalty related to sinfulness. Finally, replacing God's judgment on good and evil with our own dubious conclusions. At the heart, all of this is planting the seed of doubt in the human mind about God's relationship to us. By twisting the command in the garden toward the negative, Satan seeks to focus the minds of the humans on how God is restricting their behavior. We often hear criticisms today on how restrictive the Christian life is. Rather than seeing the abundance and blessing in what God has provided, we focus on those things we cannot do because they fall short of God's standard. Even the accusation that God is holding them back by denying knowledge is clearly false. They were already made in God's image. They were already like God. They didn't need this new information in order to be like Him. In fact, gaining this knowledge without His approval would only lead to separation, not equality. The sin in the garden and in our lives is the same. We seek to take for ourselves what is God's alone, authority. We place ourselves as the arbiters of what is good and what is evil, but God will not be mocked or denied by those He has created. We are cast out until we humbly accept the free gift of His grace in Christ and come to Him in obedience. So don't believe the marketing hype of temptation. Look into His Word for yourself to see the truth. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.